live, and you can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll-free. The number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And here tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
By the way, obviously I wasn't here for the first hour. I had to go out and do a television appearance on Freekeen TV, which... folks will be able to see when it airs over at freekeen.com. It'll be put up on YouTube probably within the next day or so.
We held the fort down.
Yeah.
It sounds like it. Now, you guys were talking about some news out of West Palm Beach a moment ago about a proposed ban on smoking for all homes. Did I hear that right?
No. For all apartments, condos, and it's countywide, it looks like, so it's not a state thing. Mm-hmm. It's counties. Apartments, condos, and all public housing.
No.
Which, yeah, I'd like to point out that in Florida, apartments and condos make up a very large percentage of people's homes.
It's true. There's a lot of that out there. Now, they're not proposing it, like, down the line for all homes, or...
They're not coming out and saying that, but, I mean, there's plenty of quotes in here of people saying they want to make all homes, you know, safe for children and families.
Well,
so
right,
I imagine
they're...
that's in the plan. That's in the... in the blueprint.
So if they can get away with this, then
right,
they're probably going to take it to the next level.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's possible, yeah.
They actually claim that they don't want people who are walking down the street to have to smell smoke seeping out of people's windows. So wouldn't that include homes? Isn't that ridiculous?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Has it ever happened in reality?
Have you ever been walking down the
yeah,
street? Have you ever been walking down the street and been like, I can smell cigarettes coming
actually,
out of that house?
You can tell a lot from your neighbors based just by walking down the street and giving it a good old whiff as you walk by. You know, oh, wow, blueberry pie. Oh, wow, they're a smoker, you know. Oh, they smoke something else, you know. No, you can't. Like, nobody ever notices that when you're walking around.
But isn't this just about what is, for to some people, an offensive smell? I mean, there's no danger whatsoever.
Well, they're claiming it's very dangerous. They said that not only are they trying to protect people from their own bad habits, but they're also trying to protect the children from being endangered. The word endangered was definitely used. These are quotes from the bureaucrats.
Wow.
I always find it kind of hilarious when people say, oh, well, I have a right to clean, fresh air because, well... what about me? Do I have a right to nasty, smoky air?
You used to in your own home. But it sounds like they're going to try to change
that. I brought this question up. Where do you smoke if you're a smoker? I mean, they've banned it in your... they've banned it... you can't really smoke many places outside now, right? Like, you have to smoke really far away from buildings. You can't smoke in restaurants. You can't smoke in bars. If you can't smoke in your home, where the heck can you smoke?
I guess out back by the dumpster or something like that.
But... invading somebody's clean air.
Yeah. You know, this really is, it's really a bias against people that smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no way anyone could claim that it's dangerous for somebody to be...
oh, they're claiming it.
I guess they're claiming it, but it seems absolutely outrageous. And I think it was Penn and Teller's BS on the Showtime channel several years ago that basically showed that the study that was done, or that was touted, I think it was the EPA that did it, right?
Yeah.
That, they basically...
they skewed the statistics really bad.
Yeah, the claims they were making about secondhand, so-called secondhand smoke was a bunch of nonsense.
Which, and
right, they were misleading, basically.
Yeah.
They claimed that it was a 25% increase in health risks, but it really just went from being 10% to 12.5%, which is technically a 25% increase if you do the math.
And I want you to think about this statement for a second. Just think about it. Inhaling smoke from far away, like being in the same room, is somehow more dangerous than you smoking the cigarette yourself.
Directly,
no.
Yeah. And your lungs filtering
out. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah, your lungs are act as sort of a filter, and they're taking in some of that nasty stuff. So as you expel it, I mean, yeah, there's going to be carbon dioxide in there, which is, you know, dangerous to humans. But I'm sure not all of the chemicals, the dangerous, deadly chemicals, are going to go out into the air with it. I'm sure a lot of them are retained in your lungs.
So is there more that you wanted to share from this piece, Julia?
Sure. There's actually a quote I'd like to read because it's pretty funny.
And who's it from?
This is just a woman who lives... it says, in Miami-Dade County, health officials are working with some residents of Winston Towers condominiums in Sunny Isles Beach who would like clean air in their buildings. It's not an easy challenge, especially since some residents own their own units.
Mm-hmm.
The board, they're ignoring it, says a Winston Towers unit owner and cancer survivor. Their position is that they can't tell people to stop smoking in their own apartments.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say that's a pretty pretty valid point.
Maybe you shouldn't have moved into Winston Towers.
But,
like smoking.
Yeah.
I'm going down to Marlboro Manor.
Right.
But she says that her home shouldn't be subjected to smoke from others, whether it's coming from outside terraces or through bathroom vents. We had to close the bathroom door. The smell was so intense, she said. It was like a toxic waste dump.
Well, it seems like exaggeration, but, you know, if it's the case that she doesn't like smoke and it really does smell like smoke in her apartment, I could understand why that would be upsetting.
Yeah. I doubt that it smells like a toxic waste dump,
like
however.
I said, it's a little hyperbolic.
I don't understand why the vents are connected, like, to each apartment, like, why they don't just have some... Like, is it central air for the entire building, or...
That wouldn't make any sense.
I know, yeah, they would have to have some way to divide it up per unit, right?
Like, I would be very interested in experiencing this, right? Like, let's see for ourselves what this lady is describing as a toxic waste dump and see exactly...
Well, Ian, okay, I'll tell you what. you live in a duplex, right?
I do, actually.
Have you ever smelled smoke from next door? Because
yes.
The old neighbors did smoke.
The old neighbors used to smoke in the basement, and that is a way for the smoke to kind of rise up through the vents. So, yeah, that was possible.
Did it smell like a toxic waste dump?
No, it smelled like cigarettes. I mean, it wasn't a heavy scent, but it was there. And I guess some people are very sensitive to these things.
If it bothered you that much, you could have gone over and said, hey, you know, do you mind smoking not in the basement?
I could have done that, but then again, it was part of the lease that they not smoke in the house.
Oh.
But really, the solution here is for people who are concerned with the behavior of their neighbors, whether it be playing music too loud or smoking cigarettes or having sex too loud or whatever it is they're doing that's offensive to you, to get the hell out of an apartment building.
Well, that's my thought here is that, you know, this lady, she could rent a house, or if she owns the apartment, she could own a house instead.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't get to say what goes on in the entire apartment complex. I'm sorry.
Certainly not. And whenever you're in close contact with other human beings, odds are going to be greater that one of them is going to do something that's irritating to you.
I think that this is a really strong bias against smokers. I think that a lot of these people exaggerate how awful it is a lot. You know, I'm not a smoker, and I don't think cigarette smoke is pleasant, but I've never been around cigarette smokers and been like, ew, this is so awful, I can't be around you.
Well, I know some people are allergic to it, so, for instance, they can't be around it. There was one guy that was recently at a gathering full of some of the activists here. He was sitting outside. I said, well, why are you outside? Well, I can't be near smoke. So, for some people, it's a really serious thing. I don't think that's the majority, or even close to a small minority. I mean, I think it's a very, very small minority.
They view it as gross. I think they view it as weak.
Yeah.
And they don't like it.
Well, that's really what it all comes down to. It really comes down to a bias that people have against the cigarette smoker. Because this has been discussed before, but it's worth bringing up again. With the e-cigarettes, the smoke issue's gone. In fact, if somebody's using an e-cigarette... or a vaporizer, you can't tell if you're in the next room. There's just no way.
You can hardly tell if you're near them.
Right. If you're 5 feet away, you really can't even smell it. But if you're through a window or through another room or in the next apartment, there's no way you'd know that somebody was using an e-cigarette.
I actually know someone who bought one of these when they first came out like a year or two ago, and she bought it so she could bring it into restaurants and bars with her.
And
it works well.
And it's a great thing. I mean, the smell is completely eliminated. You don't have it hanging on your body or your clothes or anything like that.
Right, the yellow teeth.
But the fact that some people, yellowed curtains and everything, but the fact that some people still have a problem with the e-cigarette is the indicator that this isn't about tobacco. It's not about the cigarette or the e-cigarette. It's about
the smell.
Or the smell. It's about this class of... what are essentially drug users. And this other group of people that look down their nose, like you're saying, they feel superior to these. Well, I don't. I'm not addicted to nicotine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to
kill myself at $5 a pack.
We'll do whatever we can to stop these people. 1-855-450-FREE. Do you think that people should be banned from smoking in apartment buildings? Condos? 855-450-FREE. You take control. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Luther.
And Julia.
And we also invite you to our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of stuff there, and we give it all to you, including things like the Shrine of Female Listeners, the mobile website. For those of you with smartphones, you can just go to m.freetalklive.com to get there. We've got a webcam and more. Go enjoy. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. And uncovering the secrets and exposing busting the lies. That's what readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. Once again, the number here, 855-450-FREE, talking about smoking bans that, of course, are expanding all around the country. It was the first night of Free Talk Live, the very first show that we ever did. Was back in 2002. It was November 3rd. I think it was like 2 days before the election. And that was the issue back then. In Florida, they were proposing a ban on smoking in all restaurants. Actually, I think it was all workplaces, as a matter of fact.
They wanted it to be everywhere. It ended up being you could still smoke in bars, I believe.
Right. The provision was that if you did less than, I think it was 15% of your sales.
Oh, yes.
Food.
I remember this.
Yeah.
So if you did 50% or less sales of food, then you would qualify to still allow smoking. And so it ended up being there was some interesting workarounds. Like there was a story about a Denny's in Miami that took all the prices off their menu and basically would give people free meals with like a huge, really expensive drink. So they would order a drink and the drink would be like $20 and then you'd get the drink and you'd get a free meal with it. So therefore, they weren't qualifying with that 15%. It was a Denny's, right? And they're selling a lot of food. And I don't know whatever happened with that. But anyway, this has been going on for a long time where state after state after state has gotten to the point where smoking has been completely banned in many places from all indoor locations. I think you pointed out that there are some places where parks and other outdoor locations have banned
at
smoking.
At works, like where I work, for example, where I work, there's a designated smoking area. The corporate office, however, in Keene, has banned smoking on the entire property.
Mm.
Like you can't
outrageous.
Even smoke in your car.
It's insane.
It is insane. I mean, it's so sad, and I'm not even a smoker, but it's just a war on... It's just a hatred for smokers.
It's particularly bad in the wintertime when it's cold out, you know.
It's interesting to watch these smokers in the wintertime, isn't it? They're all huddled outside, freezing, shaking, shivering, holding this cigarette.
Yeah.
Well, they really want it.
And it's their business. I mean, it doesn't bother me.
And what we were talking about before is this kind of this superior attitude that some people have about smokers, that it's not about the smoke, it's about the fact that they're using nicotine, and that they feel like they're better than the people that want these bans feel like they are better than the nicotine users, and that's really where all this comes from. That's why there's hatred against the e-cigarette users, because they're nicotine users, not smokers.
How many of these people are drinkers?
Good question.
Because I think that a common sort of attitude of a non-smoker or one of these superior non-smokers is something like, well, I don't know why you just don't quit. Like, it can't be that hard. It's killing you. But, you know, if you drink at home and you like to drink, like, you know that's not good for you, right? You know that it's better not to drink. Why don't you just quit?
They'll probably say something like, well, if you have one drink a night, they say that's good for you.
Yeah, but they say that having no drink is better for you.
Some kind of qualifier for whatever your vice is.
Yes. Yep. So, your thoughts are certainly welcome. 855-450-FREE. Was there anything else you felt was necessary to share here?
Sure. There's one paragraph here that I find sort of amusing, and it says, the current campaign does consider the desire of smokers, and I'd like you to tell me if you think this is the desire of smokers.
Now, this is the campaign to ban all smoking in West Palm Beach and that county from apartments, condos, and...
subsidized housing.
Yeah, government housing.
Correct. So, you tell me if you think this is the desire of smokers. Mm-hmm. Health officials come in and educate interested residents about the risks of secondhand smoke and the benefits of smoke-free housing. Besides lowering health risks, smoke-free housing reduces the chance of fires. Wow. I'm sure that's what smokers desire. Some of them might.
Well, who doesn't want who wants a fire?
Right, but they're saying that it's fine if we ban smoking for the non-smokers, because we're going to give the smokers something, too. And what they want is us to teach them about how bad smoking is.
Right, as though they don't know.
Yeah, I mean, these people
are there people
who
like
smoke,
that?
They know it's bad for them. They don't care. They
like it. Maybe like a 10-year-old picking up his first cigarette may not realize
and
all of
it. And even that, there's been such a heavy anti-tobacco push in the schools. I can't imagine there's a 10-year-old in public school who doesn't know smoking's bad for you.
Right. What
they do it because it is bad.
What smoker doesn't know that it's going to make them stink and their house stink and their curtains yellow? And, like, what person doesn't know that?
Yeah.
It's crazy. So there's not really too much more of this article.
Oh, but there will be. Just wait, because, you know, once this goes through, and I guess it probably will, the way politics seems to be going these days, just more and more rules, more and more regulations. And, of course, once one passes, it just makes it paves the way for the next one.
I mean, if these people said that you couldn't drink in your home, you know what I mean? Like, how
you could spill it and it could catch fire.
It could. You could be a drunk annoyance to your neighbor.
You could beat your family.
Yeah, that's already happening.
Right.
Yeah.
But
well, don't give them ideas, Julia.
I mean, it's just, like, I would say that alcohol is probably the most popular drug of choice for Americans, right?
Yeah.
Probably. I'm really just pulling that out of nowhere, but I believe it to
cigarettes
be
cigarettes are probably number two, but I would guess caffeine's up in there, too.
Yeah.
Maybe caffeine's
more
than
alcohol. I told you you couldn't drink in your house, all of the people who support this? Would you be okay with
where
that?
Where are all those people, by the way? 855-450-FREE.
Yeah, what if we told you that you couldn't have a coffee or a Mountain Dew or an energy drink?
What about cats? You know the people who don't change their cat litter boxes? Those smell pretty gross.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's
what about catnip? Drugs for kitties?
Drug.
Yeah.
What does that tell? What's the message that sends to kids?
That
and cats.
It's okay to feel euphoric.
Yeah. 1-855-453. Let's go to Scott the Bigot, calling from Massachusetts, or at least I presume it's Scott the Bigot. You're the only one who ever calls from Massachusetts, Scott.
Hello. Happy Halloween, Ian, Luther, and Julia.
I hear Halloween was created by the Jews.
don't get him started.
Did you hear me, Ian, on Glenn Beck last week?
No, I didn't. I don't listen really to anything.
Well, I was on for about 10 minutes, Mr. Beck gave me, and I'm not doing that to boast or whatever, but I did get on, and I couldn't be such a crackpot if he allowed me to speak.
You're a crackpot.
No,
some talk show hosts will let crackpots on the air.
I have all my mental faculties.
Well, except that you use them for hate, and that's what makes you crackpotty. Because
I have eight
frightful.
Tonight is Halloween, and I think it's most appropriate. I have eight frightful things for America.
Hold on a second. Well, and I'll bring you back here in a moment. But why would you say Happy Halloween when you're supposed to be a Christian? More in a moment here. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. 1-855-450-3733. And that reminds me, it is Halloween. So we got to find some Halloween-related stuff. We'll get to that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Take control. Bring us anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the Brick Pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP Brick Packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947 or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com, gourmet emergency food at the best price.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Oh man, I don't know who set this up, but it was a good choice. I think the board op did this one. Name that tune.
It's not funny anymore.
Isn't it from Halloween?
Yep. That's right.
Oh. I thought it was going to be wrong, and it was like more difficult than that.
No. Great old film, though. The original. I've not seen the whole
H2O
series.
I saw it in the theater
that
when
wasn't
I was like
bad.
13.
They remade the original one. Because that's what they do with movies nowadays.
Right, yeah. Right.
You know, whether it's Karate Kid, there's been talk about a new Goonies movie coming out.
No kidding.
No.
Yeah.
No,
yeah. It looks like it's not going to happen, fortunately.
I was going to say, why would you trample on the one thing from my childhood that is still sacred?
So any movie executives out there listening, please, please, please.
Don't touch Goonies.
Leave it alone.
1-855-450-FREE is the number. It is Halloween, and there's actually some Halloween-related news I've been holding on to here for a couple weeks, so we'll get to some of that here about what one school district is doing about Halloween.
Oh, good thing, because it's an evil sinner's holiday.
Well, let's get back to Scott. He's on the line here, and Scott is a bigot, and he hates people that are different from him. People who have different colored skin, different colored hair, different colored eyes. Oh, you probably don't go that far, do you, Scott? But you do not like anyone who's not a white Christian male. Does that pretty much sum you up?
Yeah.
Now, how do you feel about eye color? What color are your eyes?
Blue.
Now, do you hate people that don't have blue eyes?
No.
Okay. So you won't go that far, but anyone who's not a white Christian male, you're very upset with them. Now, why would someone who considers themselves a Christian wish anyone else a happy Halloween? Don't you consider it a pagan holiday?
Well, I think it's cool. I love Halloween.
It's not of a Christian origin in any way, shape, or form. And in fact, many Christian churches are very explicitly anti-Halloween.
That may be, but it's the idea, Ian, of fall, which I love, and the crispness in the air and the pumpkins and the apple cider, and it's nothing is can beat that in New England, and it's the best time of the year, at least in my opinion. But I'd like to get back to 8 Frightful Things for America.
I can't believe I agree with Scott on something, but
8 Frightful Things for America on Halloween 2011.
Okay.
1. America's controlled by
Wait, hold on. Where's this coming from?
Where's what coming from?
Where are you getting this 8 Frightful Things?
No, I just my own opinion.
Okay, you've made all these up.
Well, that I see in America that's very frightening.
You're not reading this off a list from some website?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. It's a little list that I wrote myself. I took my time. I wrote it myself.
Is this what you said on the Glenn Beck show? Because you were bragging earlier that you were on the Glenn Beck show.
No, I did not. He was talking about Jewish influence in America and about Occupy Wall Street and...
All right, that's enough of that. So getting on with your 8 things.
1, America is controlled by a Zionist-occupied government, a.k.a. the Jews.
So basically you've taken your same talking points and you've made it into a top 8 list.
Because
you
right.
always come on the air and you say these things.
2.
What is fresh? What are you going to give me in this list?
What's fresh? I haven't gotten to that, but I will get to that.
I don't want to hear the same old, same old.
No, it's
not. Give me the fresh items. You don't have to give me all 8.
2, black man is president. 3,
technically
millions
he's a mulatto.
Of illegal aliens have overrun America. 4, homosexual lesbian marriage will become legal.
Now, New Hampshire is mostly white people. Isn't New Hampshire part of America?
Yes.
Because so, you said that illegal aliens are taking over, they're overrunning America, and honestly, all I see is white people in New Hampshire.
Yeah, Scott, did you know that Mexicans, I'm assuming that's the illegal aliens you're talking about, did you know that they used to own California, Texas, Colorado, New Mexico, Arizona, Florida?
I'm more aware of that. James Knox Polk, who's the 11th president of the United States, 1845 to 1849, he started the Mexican War, and he took all those lands. He had his general, Zachary Taylor, defeat the Mexicans at Buena Vista. And we basically just stole the land. We took it from Mexico.
Just to clarify where you're coming from, Scott, you have a problem with any immigrant that is so-called illegal or just the brown ones?
Any illegal alien.
I see. So if someone was coming over here from Great Britain or Germany or something like that, you would have as much of a problem with them?
But you like...
Go ahead.
Go on.
You would have as much of a problem with them?
If they're not here legally, and we have to support them, they don't belong here. If you go to Switzerland, I've been to Europe a few times, they have a very strict immigration law, whereas if you can't find a job within, I think it's 6 months, if you can't prove means to support yourself, they're just going to deport you from the nation, their country.
I agree only to the point where people should not be receiving welfare. There should be no government welfare.
Right.
All assistance should be done on a private, charitable basis, one-to-one, between humans.
I think Darwinism can take care of that on its own. Like, if you don't have a job, well, you're not going to have food that way.
But isn't your perspective kind of, contradictory, Scott? Because on one hand, you believe that the government is owned by Jewish people and they're trying to control everything. And on the other hand, you are saying that you want the government to do something for you, namely kick people out of this country. So why would you support the government doing one thing but not support it on the other hand?
You know what I like about you, Ian? You're always trying to get me in some sort of a loophole here. You know, let me put it this way. The government is supposed to work for... Maybe I have this wrong, but I don't think I do. The government is supposed to, in a idyllic world, it's supposed to try to help do the best it can for its people, not the worst for its people with regulation, everything. If it means securing the borders and making a better life for America, that's something that it is. Has a moral obligation.
I don't know about you, Scott, but I don't want to be stopped on the street and demanded of my papers and searched and be put under suspicion in this world where you're trying to keep people out. You're talking about creating a police state. Why would you want that?
We already have a police state.
Oh, so
it's not that I can create a police state. We already have a police
state. So that's okay
with
you.
If you don't believe me, all you have to do is go to Occupy Wall Street.
No, I believe you. It's definitely a police state.
Up all of these protesters.
It's definitely a police state, Scott. There's no that part I'll agree with you with. But so you like that? You like living in a police state?
I hate that.
But that's what you just advocated for. If you want to kick people out of this country, if you want to so-called secure the borders, then you're going to have a police state to do that.
What I'm saying is that when you've got... I'm not asking you what you're saying.
I've already heard what you're saying. I've already heard what you're saying.
From Mexico or whatever.
I don't care about that. I think people that are coming here that want to make a better life for themselves, I'm all fine with that. I think that's great.
But we can't support them. We don't have the means to support them.
So stop paying taxes.
I would say that we probably support a much larger percentage of white people on welfare than Mexicans.
There's millions of whites that are on the dole.
Can't you just oppose the root of the problem, which is the government having the dole in the first place? So let's say tomorrow you could press a button and make the government welfare system go away. Then how would you feel about people immigrating here?
I would only want white Christians.
Of course you would. Thanks for the call, Scott. You can get your other four out some other day, or however many there were. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. Because if you want to so-called control immigration, then you have to have control over everyone. You have to have checkpoints. You have to have border patrol with all kinds of fences and helicopters and whatever you're going to need. And even then, you still won't be able to totally stop it. Although, I suppose if you did create a police state that was scary enough, people would just say, the hell with that. I'm not going there.
Right.
But then,
and in some cases, that's happening. People, it seems, are actually going back down south, back to Mexico now. There's been an influx of re-immigration.
Well, we've seen people leaving the areas where they're cracking down the hardest, too, Georgia, Alabama, Arizona. People are leaving because they're passing these anti-immigration laws, and these immigrants are just saying, screw it, we're out of here. And so now food's rotting on the vine. because Americans don't want those jobs. They claim they want them, but they don't.
Yeah, they really don't. And actually, people willing to do that work for less money is really good for the economy, and it keeps prices low.
Yep, that's right. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 1-855-450-3733. You take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live, Halloween edition. What? You know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. Wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Bitcoins. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. Find out more at weusecoins.org. Don't be kicking yourself in the pants in a month. Your dollars are going down. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nesquik. Try Nesquik 4-packs, perfect for lunches and great for kids on the go. Look for it in the juice aisle. Snack time is a great chance to sneak extra calcium into your child's diet without making him feel like he's eating something he doesn't want. Serve up dairy-rich foods like smoothies, flavored milk, frozen yogurt, and string cheese. He'll love the treat, and you'll love knowing how good it is for him. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Julia.
Inviting you to our website over at freetalklive.com. We have lots of features there, and we give them to you, so enjoy those on us. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by shopping with us. Go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links to Amazon there, and it'll be different Amazon links for different countries. So click on the one that's appropriate for you and order whatever it is you need. I just ordered another pair of headphones because one of ours is falling apart, and they were a great price over at Amazon. So I got one of those and got free Super Saver shipping on it as well, because a lot of orders over $25, like most of their new items, a lot of them you can get free Super Saver shipping on, which just makes it even better to shop there. So go to shop.freetalklive.com.
I ordered some food on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah, and it was cheaper than it was in the grocery store. I bought these bars that I like in bulk. So
they can do that.
No, not Clif bars. These are Lara bars. But
okay.
Lara and Clif, are they related?
They are not related.
I see.
I recently got a Magic Jack, which is a pretty cool piece of technology, and I went through Amazon.
For the voice over IP calls.
Yep.
So, once again, go to shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping taken care of. Still to come, Halloween-related news. Also, every so often, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. Think of the wheel, the printing press, and the Internet. And now, amidst a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is emerging to change the way monetary systems work around the world. It's called Bitcoin, and it's a private free market monetary system. It's a currency, a new form of money, and it's not the liability of any bank, nor issued by any government, nor tracked by any corporation. We encourage you to learn more about it, for there is much to learn. A good starting place? WeUseCoins.com. That's WeUseCoins.com. And Free Talk Live accepts Bitcoin, by the way. You can see the Bitcoin logo at the top right of our website, and go to Bitcoin.FreeTalkLive.com if you want to put some Bitcoins in our tip jar. You can do that. So 855-450-FREE. Let's talk about Halloween. It is Halloween here, and I think it's pretty much over here on the East Coast. But West Coast, there might still be kids walking around out there. Springfield, New Jersey. New Jersey School District, according to MyFox New York, is reportedly preventing students from wearing costumes to school this Halloween, claiming the garb is disruptive in the classroom.
Oh, for them to have one fun day is just awful.
Principals at Springfield Public Schools sent out a letter to parents saying costumes are not allowed to be worn during school hours this year. According to the Springfield Patch, which I think is a newspaper, the new policy has angered many Springfield elementary school students, some of whom attended a recent meeting to voice their opposition, according to the website. Thelma Sandmeyer from, excuse me, fifth grade student at Thelma Sandmeyer Elementary School said, "We all still understand we cannot wear masks or other things to cover our faces because it's a safety issue, but I do not understand why we cannot wear costumes on Halloween." Another student said, "Dressing up in costumes is one of the best parts of Halloween. After homework, there isn't much time to get dressed up for Halloween."
You know, I recently got a new job, and I found out this month that my place of work takes Halloween very seriously. Halloween is the holiday that, that they celebrate. And we spent way too much paid time making our office into a haunted house because we were competing for the best office, right, decorated for Halloween. And we had a costume contest. And we were not required, but really pressured by our office to put, you know, a lot of heart and soul into it so we could win, right? Because my department wins every year. And I was really kind of dreading it because, you know, they kind of picked my team, kind of picked my costume, and I didn't want to make it. And I put it together last minute, and I have to say that Halloween, our party was on Friday. It was such a fun day at work.
Really?
Well, we went in and we finished decorating, right? So, I mean, we got all our work done early in the week, so we had the time to spare, and we finished decorating, and then we went in, there was the costume contest, and actually the girl on my team won.
Nice.
And, you know, there was a lot of cool costumes, and it was just kind of like a fun, silly day. Everyone was wearing silly outfits, and then they did the walkthrough of the offices to see which one was the best of the best. So HR comes and they walk through everyone's office. They take a tour. And then at 3 in the afternoon, so we had a couple hours of work in there somewhere in the middle. People were able to bring their kids in trick-or-treating, and they came through this huge haunted house that we had made.
Oh, neat.
And it was just a lot of fun, you know what I mean? There was candy everywhere, we had a huge potluck lunch.
Now, those things happen at good workplaces because a lot of these workplaces have come to the conclusion that having fun or allowing their employees to have some fun now and then is a good idea. It builds, team building.
And morale.
Morale as well.
Sure, yeah. Sure.
So, you know, the schools could take a page from productive workplaces, but why should they? They don't care. They're just looking to, you know, set rules for the kids to follow rather than encouraging them to have fun on a day like Halloween.
Well, it's sad because these are these are kids. Like, I'm an adult. I could have, if I didn't have a Halloween day at work, I would have been fine. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But I mean, kids really like Halloween. It's fun to dress up. And, like, our mom always made a huge deal out of making my costumes and stuff.
Yeah, she would make them from scratch, like, and they always looked great, you know, better than anything anybody bought.
Well, school superintendent Michael DeVino has an opinion he wanted to share with you. He said that he's asking teachers to lighten the homework load so students can have enough time to wear their costumes and trick-or-treat after school, according to him. He says, "I don't believe that dressing up is something that is necessary to do at school."
No, it's not necessary.
But it's fun.
But it's fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And not everything you do has to be necessary.
Right. This guy needs to put the pal back in principal.
1-855-450-FREE. Are you a parent or maybe a young person in the government school system? Have you experienced something like this? Have you experienced this level of control? This is completely unnecessary. You know, one year I actually wore... I didn't do a lot of dressing up at school, especially as an older teenager, but one year I did. It was the year of the first Scream movie had come out. So, like, before it was cool to dress up as Ghostface, I dressed up as Ghostface, and I had a mask on the whole time I was walking around at school. Nobody ever said boo to me about that. It wasn't even there were some kids that didn't like it. They, you know, jeered at me a little bit, but I never had any issue with the staff at the school. Nobody cared.
Actually, I think I was the same
you
costume.
I remember.
Yeah, like maybe probably the year before that movie.
Ghostface?
Yeah.
How could you did it before the movie?
Yeah. Well,
nice.
Mine was a little different. It was yellow and it had a nose. It didn't look like exactly like the Scream one, but it was pretty much the same thing.
Did you get any gruff from anyone at school?
Well, we weren't allowed to wear masks, so I guess I just didn't wear my mask or something. I might have brought it with me.
Yeah.
I think we could wear
it
at recess, but we couldn't wear it.
Yeah, I think I took it off in class, but not because I was told to.
Yeah, and then we were also never allowed to wear weapons, take any kind of weapon.
Fake weapons?
Even fake ones.
Because a plastic sword is obviously...
Yeah. Well, I remember in kindergarten I was Robert E. Lee, and I remember bringing my sword into school then. I don't know why I was Robert E. Lee for Halloween.
You probably liked war at that time.
I guess
little boys, they like war.
Little boys do like to play war.
Cowboys
and
Indians.
I don't know why that is, but yeah, they do.
Yeah, and that's actually a cross-cultural thing.
Right, where you can like give a boy a stick and he turns it into a gun or something, right?
Sure, sure, or a sword or a spear.
Yeah, exactly. 855-453 is the number here. So if you have this experience, if you've got kids out in school right now, would love to hear from you if you've had to deal with some of this nonsense, because you know, the idea that kids can't have fun here and there is pretty ludicrous. Now, of course, we are talking about government schools, so this doesn't speak to what was going on at private schools where they can set whatever policy they want to, and you as a customer would be able to determine whether or not you agreed with it. And then if you disagreed with it, you could give feedback to the school, and if the school didn't change their policy, you could say, see you later, I'm going to take my kids out of this school and find one that appreciates having a good time.
I'm pretty sure that we've read multiple stories on the air in the past about how beneficial it is for children to have like fun as far as how beneficial it is to learning for them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you are having fun, then you want to be there. And if you want to be there, maybe you're more likely to actually pay attention. And, of course, if you can make learning fun, that's even better.
Today must have just been a miserable day at that school.
Yeah, I had a teacher, and actually there's another Free Stater who went to the same school that we went to. I met him, and just we happened to live down the street from each other, mm-hmm. never knew each other. But anyway, we had the same math teacher in seventh grade, and he was all about, you know, trying to get kids involved and get them to enjoy learning. And he was really good about it. I remember he out of his own pocket, he bought individual little marker boards for us that we would do our math problems on. And it was great. Like, we all paid more attention to do that. And so stuff like that. And he ended up winning, like, Teacher of the Year awards and all that kind of
stuff. It's a shame that more people can't do innovation like that within the government school system, mm-hmm. because they're basically hamstrung by the regulations and the curriculum that's being decided on by some department head or supervisor. And there's just very little they can do. You
they're
were going to go into that.
They're also not incentivized because of all of the union involvement, which allows them to basically not be good at their jobs.
Yeah. So it attracts the wrong kind of teacher in the first place.
I would say.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to school to be a teacher, which you just brought up, and mm-hmm. I was so turned off when I went to my teaching classes because it was like 80% of the people in the class were just there to get a job with summers off. I mean, they were idiots. And they were going to be teachers.
Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. This show brought to you by SACL CAI. You need to get some collections done, and you want it done with respect, talk to the guys at SACL CAI. They do a great job at it. You can see their banner right there at the top of our website, over in the right-hand column at freetalklive.com. Hour 3 is up next.
The first secret to success is recognizing opportunity. The second is to act on it. But how do you gain the skills to know how and when? AllSuccessClub.com. Meet successful individuals online and in exotic locations around the world. Find out from the rich and famous how they went from rags to riches and learn how to achieve financial independence for yourself. Your path to success begins now at AllSuccessClub.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.